Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincolnland Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
It's 9:49. It's time for our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning. Let's check out how prices fared on the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City September wheat opened at 4.89, up 2 on the open. So December 5.06, up 3.5, and March wheat at 5.12, up 4 on the open. Chicago Board of Trade September wheat 4.07, up 0.5, and December at 4.28, up 3.5. March 4.45, up 1. May wheat at 4.48, up 10, and July wheat at 4.58, up 1.75 on the open. September corn at 2.38, down 4.5 on the open. December corn 2.54.5, down 4.75. March 2.67, down 4.25. May corn at 2.82.25, down 1.5. And July corn at 2.84.5, down 6.25 on the open. August soybeans at 5.77, down 7.25. September soybeans at 5.84, down 7.75 on the open. November soybeans at 5.98, down 7.25. January at 6.07.5, down 10. And March at 6.19.5, down 9. August soybean meal at 166.40, down 30 cents. September soybean meal at 168, down a dollar. August soybean oil at 26.25, down 16. September soybean oil at 26.43, down 20 on the open. On the mercantile exchange, August feeder cattle at 115.05, down 22.5. September soybeans, September feeder cattle at 114.82.5, down 27.5. October at 114.50, down 20. August live cattle at 83.60, down 25. And August live cattle 87.65, down 27.5. August lean hogs 67.50, down 30. October lean hogs at 59.40, down 52.5. December 57.10, down 30. February lean hogs at 59.10, down 10 on the open. And frozen July, dry frozen pork bellies at 96, down 70 cents. And August frozen pork bellies at 93.25, down 25.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And joining us now on the phone is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Hi there, Jeff.
Some of what I've read this morning from Reuters News Service says that the corn and beans are a little shaky. There's some concern about them falling in the next week or so.
Yeah, that's right. Today especially, we're kind of breaking everything up into two parts right now, Jeff. And today especially, the weekly exports from yesterday were very, very soft, with corn giving us a marketing year low. And you've got rain in southern Iowa and northern Missouri coming across as we speak. And back into Illinois, it's starting to, you know, fill in the gaps too. So that's going to definitely keep us defensive. We had a nice pop in the wheat complex yesterday, more than what a lot of people thought was possible. And we had a certain group of traders up there that we speak to that were really looking to sell that on a higher opening and try and say that was overdone in the Chicago complex. So you had a lot of issues going into the morning with the short-term factors. The bigger-term factors, we would say, is that the market's going overboard to the downside, that the fact that Dease corn's down to 251, if you use that Dease corn price and try and peg a yield of what the trade is figuring on the August report's going to say, which is still 3 weeks away, we'd say that the trade is already at a 151.5 yield number for the August report on the idea that the crop is made. And so we feel like with some of the other things we've been looking at, this is pretty overdone, and we're not recommending any hedges at all in the cash market.
kind of an unpredictable time over the last, week and a half when we threw in warm temperatures before, and now the rains fell this week.
You bring up a really good point. You've got a situation where coming into today, Dease corn was down 7.5 cents, and I believe no beans were down almost 20 cents before today's price action. And you got to take a step back and kind of trace what happened and why did the break occur. And to us, 25% of the break, if you want to break it down into percentages roughly, 25% is USDA report showing the wheat market did lose demand, and also the July expiration of futures back during the report time gave the market a signal, don't buy September corn and don't buy September wheat or September beans or August beans because of the way that July expired. 25% we would say is weather-based, and a lot of folks think it's a lot more than that, but we would put almost a full half or 50% of why this break occurred, especially how fast it occurred. When you go down 30 cents in five trading days in the Dease corn market, that to us isn't all weather, and we'd put that at the outside market forces like the Middle East and a big rush, a big flight to quality, liquidation in commodities, out of those commodities and out of stocks and into kind of dollar-based assets. So we're still fighting that battle today because they're talking about the Middle East coming in and maybe seeing a ground war start between Israel and Hezbollah. So that's something that we really have to keep our eye on with the outside markets and the dollar especially.
So what kind of a marketing strategy would you recommend for the day?
Well, like we said, for today we're going to sit back. In fact, we're looking at maybe some buy signals coming in the meal complex. We're looking at maybe some buy signals, technical buy signals coming in on the corn complex. We're watching that very closely. Clearly for hedgers, we are not recommending any cash sales whatsoever. We're actually rolling down some September calls that we had made some money on before the July report, trying to get more sensitive with corn because of how quick it's moved down. We think that's a real good idea going into the August report, especially if we're right about where the trade is trading in terms of a yield number. They've already got 2.5 bushels more into the price at this stage, so let's go after some more length and get more sensitive on the long side here the next 3 weeks. For the soybeans, we're waiting for that meal turnaround. Technically, we would be friendly to meal. Fundamentally, we're neutral to meal. If we could get the meal to kick into a high gear and put a low in place, Jeff, then we'd probably be looking at the beans, seeing a technical retracement, and then looking at getting sales done after we would get a technical move up in the soybean complex. But clearly, the difference between corn and beans right now has been it's primarily technical trading in the beans and primarily fundamental trading in the corn.
And, the writers had said wheat was, I think, up half bushel to bushel?
They're looking at the spring wheat complex actually seeing another reduction by the USDA, and you've also got a pretty significant drought happening in Great Britain and France, and the European wheat prices in London have been escalating and making new contract highs this week as well. So between that and some news out of Pakistan that they're not going to export a lot of wheat because they're going to hold on to what they have, you've offset some of the negative report influences from the USDA giving China such a big crop last month.
Anything else we should point out in the outside markets?
Well, with the folks down there in that Tuscola-Chrisman area and in that area with the heavy cattle numbers, and there's a lot of cattle in Indiana and Illinois still. There's a lot of cattle numbers coming out today. We've got both a biannual cattle report. The big June numbers will be coming out by USDA. We'll also be getting a monthly cattle on feed report today as well. There's a lot of disagreement about the June placements, and there's a lot of uncertainty about what the biannual numbers are going to say, especially given the trade with Canada and the trade with the Asian market. And that'll be a real important report. And with the question marks out there for this week and what these reports may show, we may trade these two reports all next week in the cattle market. So we're watching that real closely.
All right. Anything else we should be aware of?
That'll do it. You have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Checking now the current trading from the Kansas City July wheat, September is listed at, Kansas City September wheat at 504.5, currently up to September wheat at 402 or 408.5, up to December wheat at 427, up 2.5. Chicago Board of Trade September corn at 236.75, down 5.75. December corn 253.25, down 6. March corn 266.25, down 6. May 275.25, down 6.25. August soybeans listed at 577.25, down 7. September soybeans 584, down 7.75. November 598.25, down 7.25. November August soybean meal, 165.80, down 190. August soybean oil at 26.17, down 24. August feeder cattle listed at 115, 17 and a half, down 10. And August live cattle at 83.60, down 25. August lean hogs listed at 67.30, that is down 10. Mike Sola's forecast for Illinois and Indiana today, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some storms in the south may be severe. Highs ranging from 76 near Lake Michigan to 90 in the far south. In the south tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in central areas, partly to mostly cloudy, with a chance for a few evening thunderstorms. In the north, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows ranging from 57 in northwestern Illinois to near 70 in the far south. And looking ahead in Champaign-Urbana, partly sunny early today, then mostly cloudy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 83. For tonight, a slight chance of evening thunderstorms, partly cloudy, otherwise cooler. The low 63 degrees, mostly to partly sunny tomorrow. Less humid, the high 79. Winds northerly at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, the low 60. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, the high around 80 degrees. Currently 78 outside our studios on Friends Plaza. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time. Focus 580 host David Innes joins us.